Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joaquin Andujar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Andujar covering, for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Hall moves to third. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is hit by the pitch. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Polonia goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball towards right. Snyder settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Snyder. Canseco scores. McGuire moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Polonia moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Polonia, who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Snyder scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Polonia moves to third. Rich Yet now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Franco moves to third. Tabler moves to second. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Polonia. Butler reaches second base with a double. Junior Noboa pinch hits for Tony Bernazard. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Junior Noboa now playing second base. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy pinch hits for Luis Polonia. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Stan Javier now playing right field. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Bales now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-3, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronce pinch hits for Reggie Jackson. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 13-3, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Brooke Jacoby. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.